Angels. Angels are near us. Angels bring many images in our minds. They are protectors and guardians. We can feel their heavenly presence when we open and invite them into our lives. Linda Torres serves as an instrument to deliver the peace, love, and inspiration that the angels and archangels desire for each one of us. Linda reminds us that these celestial beings are here to love, light, and divinely guide us through our journey. Tune in to the angels' messages and learn more on Angels Are Near Us with Linda Torres every other Monday at 8 p.m. on Station 1 here at bbsradio.com. Rest assured that your angels are guiding you every minute of the way. Angels are near us.
Hello, everyone. This is Linda Torres. I am your host on Angels Are Near Us. I'm always happy to bring you the wonderful messages and information on the angels and the archangels. So I hope that you will enjoy Angels Are Near Us tonight, where my service is to provide you with angel guidance. We're here on BBS Radio Station 1, the number one worldwide live internet talk radio network on the planet. So I always like to invite the angels and archangels to be with us, to bring their loving guidance to all those who want their support and blessings. You know, it's important to give them our consent to accompany us because we know that we have our own free will and the angels will not interfere in our lives if we do not let them know and give them our permission. So all angels and archangels are invited tonight. So before I introduce my special guest tonight, I just want to give you all a heads up. On September 29th is the feast day of Archangel Michael, and I will be talking about Archangel Michael and his specialties probably in our next show, which is mid-September, September 14th. So just to let you all know that we'll talk about Archangel Michael, I'll give angel readings, and just keep in mind that during the next month, we can always call on Michael to dispel any kind of fears. You know, Michael, his name means he who is like God. He provides love and protection. He lends us courage. He releases us from fears and clears away negativity. So Michael is considered one of the most powerful of all the archangels. So call upon him, you know, if you have any fears. Michael's love and energies are so powerful that they can support you and give you courage and valor. So, having said that, let me tell you about our invited guest tonight. His name is Mark Dotage, and Mark is a certified astrological professional. Mark has been a professional astrologer and intuitive counselor, and he provides astrological consultations since 1980. Mark's primary emphasis is spiritual growth, and his astrology forecast provides planetary energy for all zodiac signs. Mark's intent is to help us see both the spiritual and the mundane effects and possibilities of current planetary horoscope energy. In addition, let me tell you that Mark has a variety of services. He also provides metaphysical workshops on topics such as his popular Violet Flame and the Ascended Masters. He sells photos of the Ascended Masters and the Archangels for your meditation altar. And he also produced a guided meditation CD called The Central Sun. Mark is a regular columnist with an astrology forecast in New Connections Journal here in the Northwest, and is regularly seen in other metaphysical publications, radio, and webcasts. So if you want more information, you can check out Mark's link page for current articles and classes, travel schedules, travels that he will be talking to us about also. And that's at www.astromark.us. You can also contact Mark at 503-242-1558. So I do want to let you know that the phone lines will be open a little bit later in the show to ask Mark any questions on astrology or the Ascended Masters. the seven rays that he'll talk about, and archangel messages will follow after that. Let me give out our numbers so you could jot those down and have those handy. Our toll-free is 888-815-9756 worldwide. Then another number is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. That's at BBS Radio Station 1. So without further delay, let me introduce you to Mark Dodich. Hi, Mark.
Hi, Linda. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, thank you for being on the show tonight.
Well, you know, there's lots going on to keep astrologers busy these days, so
no
shortage of things to talk about.
I know, and you have so much information. Well, just let me start with the first question. Just tell us how you started with your interest in this great service that you give on astrology.
Well, you know, I grew up in a family that my mother was always going to psychics, and we had weird, you know, experiences, shall we call it intuitive experiences, or like, for example, somebody would die and you're sitting there as old country people do and eating after a funeral, and the picture would light up like a spotlight was on it, and
mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, that was very weird. You know, I thought, oh, God, I want nothing to do with all these crazy relatives of mine. And, of course, I get into college, and I start studying a spiritualist camp as a part of my studies there, and my friends were into astrology, so I just started learning astrology, you know, just so I'd be able to talk to them. And mm-hmm. the funny thing is, it's the one thing that stuck with me, and all of my friends, it kind of went away. So it's been really many, many years that I've been in astrology, and the joke we tell in astrology, like many professions, I'm sure, is, mm-hmm. you know, you don't pick astrology, astrology picks you.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could believe that. That happened with me and the angel, so I understand what you're saying. So, Mark, tell us a little about what's coming. You know, I've heard of the Mercury retrograde coming up.
It is coming up. In fact, the most current one that's coming up is September 6th to 29th.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one coming up just after Christmas. And, of course, on my webpage, the www.astromark.us, I have a whole listing for about a year out of when these cycles are. But the key is, whenever I get somebody that says, oh, astrology, that's a bunch of woo-woo, that doesn't work, I mm-hmm. point out the Mercury retrograde cycles. And the reason is because Mercury in astrology rules communications and logic and scheduling and intellect. And when Mercury gives the illusion of going backwards in the sky, it seems that all our schedules get screwed up, our computer, you know, does funny things.
Mm-hmm.
Our car acts badly on us, and so many people think it's, oh my gosh, not another Mercury retrograde cycle coming up, but there mm-hmm. are some positive things we can talk about too. So I guess the first thing is it starts on September 6th, and it lasts until September 29th, and it starts in the sign Libra, which is the signs of balance and harmony and relationships. And then it goes backwards into Virgo, which is the sign of, shall we say, cleaning our closets or purification. So I don't care if people are going to do a great thing to do would be something like a kidney cleanse, because
mm-hmm.
Libra rules kidneys and Virgo rules like the lower intestines. So a body cleanse would be a wonderful thing to do at this time of the year. Or getting clear in our relationships would be a very big, important thing. And that's all kinds of relationships, not just romance, business, family, wherever you're doing relationships in the world, or wherever you're avoiding relationships, that's certainly going to be a dominant theme, not just in September, but for many months to come.
Mm. You know, that's interesting. I do have a question. Someone asked me, I think, do we start feeling these cycles coming, like, before? Because when you're talking about, you know, the communication breakdown, maybe, with Mercury retrograde, last week I started seeing, you know, some scheduling that were conflicts in scheduling, or, you're right, something did happen with the computer. Do we start feeling this before it starts?
You know, you're absolutely right. there is what we call a shadow period before Mercury goes retrograde that can be at least 10 days before, and then there's a shadow period after it's done. And mm-hmm. so in those days before Mercury actually turns retrograde, and this is especially true for, I mean, we all feel it, but I think that the people who are very sensitive and intuitively tuned in really get it. Mm-hmm. And what you'll see is just what you said, oh, computer or scheduling snafus, or what I've actually been seeing is clients rescheduling appointments, things like that. And the key thing about Mercury retrograde is, I like to call it, in not in a religious way, but I like to say God's in charge here, and our little plan of when we try and run our little will as to what we think has got to be done, mm-hmm. Quite often that higher power within us helps us realign our thinking to be in alignment with what I'll call the universal good.
Oh.
But yes, you start to feel it well before, and usually you get a hint of what's going on. And for example, you know, a car can start making a funny noise. Well, you know, during Mercury retrograde, you're probably going to have to take it into the shop.
Yes.
Or you'll see a little computer thing doing funny things, and you'll know, oh, I better back up my computer. I may need to have someone come in to help me clean out my cookies or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you definitely feel it before.
I was asking you because I remember you mentioned that once in one of the consultations that I had with you. By the way, I have to let everybody know that Mark gives wonderful consultations. You are so detail-oriented. You explain so well, because you know, a lot of people don't understand a lot of the terminology. And so, like, you know, exactly, they talk about astrology. They don't know or they're not interested, but the way you explain it is just wonderful. So I do want to just, you know, say that to all our listeners. But going back to relationships, Mark, so if any, you're saying when there's a retrograde, you have to, like, look at your relationships, and this is all kinds of relationships, of course, your family,
well, and
your partners.
Yes, what I would say is this particular Mercury retrograde cycle is very relationship-focused. Mm. Other Mercury retrograde cycles may go on in other signs, but because this one starts in Libra, which is a sign of relationships, that's where I'm getting the... shall we call it lessons in communicating in relationships? And again, I don't care if that's your personal relationships or I was just talking to somebody today who's dealing with a business deal surrounding property and trying to get clear on communications because they're not on the same page. Mm-hmm. And so so all kinds of relationships, not just your love life.
Okay. So isn't it... Isn't the fall normally the time where the relationship energy comes up?
It is, and this fall it's going to be even, see, normally it's highlighted in the fall. Then we have this Mercury retrograde coming along in the sign Libra, and that accentuates it even further, like takes a big yellow highlighter and, you know, highlights it.
Mm.
And then later this fall, closer to Halloween, the planet Saturn, which rules restructuring, is going to move into Libra and really carry us through to almost the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012. So that's going to pile it even higher and deeper. So lots going on in relationships. And the key would be during Mercury retrograde, you want to talk things out and get a general flow of things. Perhaps do behind-the-scenes planning or at least air out what the relationship issues are.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we get closer to Halloween, we're going to have what I like to call fisher cut bait. In other words, we're either going to work with this or we're not going to mess with it.
Okay, so no avoiding.
No avoiding, but you also want to be careful over the next month or so during September. You want to air the ideas out. You want to come up with a general plan, but you want to, I call it avoid carving it into stone right now. Because when you make firm decisions during a Mercury retrograde, when it comes out of retrograde, things get adjusted.
Mm-hmm.
So practice. I would tell everybody to practice adaptability and flexibility for this next 4 to 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know. At least, you know, we could just start planning, which is the good phase right now.
Well, and if you've got anyone in your life who is running what we'll call control and manipulation issues, you may want to back off and give them a little more space in case they go off, they don't splatter on you.
Oh, okay. Because I do know some Virgos that are a little bit manipulative.
yeah, and especially, of course, we're in the Virgo time of year right now, so their buttons are being pushed anyway.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I understand that you work with esoteric form of astrology. It's called the Seven Rays, and they are associated with the angels.
They are indeed. I guess the quick answer of what the Seven Rays are, is this comes from the esoteric work of a lady named Alice Bailey, who channeled a being that was called the Tibetan and later became known as Dwa Kul, or oftentimes you hear him called DK for short at this point in time. But it's the idea that we all come from oneness. And out of that oneness, if you want to make a person or a planet, you need to give the illusion of stepping that energy down into polarity, you know, yin-yang, masculine, feminine. Mm-hmm. And so the ancients would say, oh, we're going to shine that, I don't know, the light of oneness through some sort of a cosmic prism. And out the other side come seven different frequencies of vibration that we call rays. And we each choose in this life to have certain of those rays be strong within us. So knowing what those rays are actually helps us to, I like to call it, be better in control of the speed button of our spiritual growth and spiritual service. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I have a consultation all set up around this and helping people calculate their rays. But really, the only ones who really call for that reading are people who are consciously saying there's got to be more to life than just working for a paycheck or raising my kids, or there's got to be something more there. Those are people who are perfect candidates for a ray reading. And just as an example, if I could real quick, since you mentioned Archangel Michael, I would say that Archangel Michael is the head angel of the first ray. And the first ray we use like a will of God, power, unity, oneness. And that sounds really nice to say, oh, we're going to come into oneness, we're going to step into our power, and it is. But the first ray is kind of a destroyer ray, because I don't care whether you see a picture of Archangel Michael in, you know, a New Agey type of a picture, like, you know, like the ones that I sell on my website, or whether it's in my Catholic upbringing, you know, you saw the pictures of him in, you know, the stained glass
paintings,
windows.
Yeah, the Renaissance paintings, all of those.
Any way you see it, he's always got a sword, and what he is doing is he is cutting out the ego that separates us from source. God, creator, universe, whatever word you want to use for source. So he cuts out that which separates us from source, is basically his job as part of this first ray. And so for your show, what, next week, I think you said?
In 2 weeks, yeah.
In 2 weeks. For your show in 2 weeks, this is kind of setting you up. Oh, here's Archangel Michael from the astrological perspective. Helps you reconnect with, you know, your divine essence, your source, and gets rid of anything that separates you from that source.
Yes, that's very interesting. I love that. Well, yeah, absolutely. And every time, you know, I do talk about Michael, you know, we talk about that he clears away that negativity. And you know, like you're saying, he connects us more to that oneness that's within each of us. And then, you know, you talk about the other rays, which are so interesting. Do you want to touch upon just a little bit of the seventh? Is it the seventh ray?
Would be
ray seven.
Yeah, the seventh ray would be really important, because that is considered to be the, so each of us have our personal rays, but there's also a collective consciousness of humanity that, you know, obviously we're in some sort of a big growth phase in humanity. At least that's the way I see it right now. And the seventh ray is thought to be the incoming ray. And so the seventh ray, you'll hear of a master by the name of Saint Germain. The archangel is a person named Zadkiel. And many people have heard of the violet flame, which is basically a transmutation. It's kind of like alchemy. You know, where you change lead into gold? Well, this is energetic alchemy, where you change what we'll call dark negative energy into light energy. And so it's about taking responsibility for the energy of ourself, our environment, our planet, and bringing it into a higher vibration. And on my website, you'll see some pictures, and I've got some affirmations and that you can use to call in the violet flame. And, of course, there's a variety of groups out there that work with this violet flame energy. And, you know, you need to use discernment over who you're going to work with out there because, you know, there's a lot of different philosophies. Some are good and some are a little more controlling. And but the seventh ray would very much, in fact, in esoteric or the spiritual branch of astrology, this sign Libra, where we talked about Mercury going retrograde in Libra, we talked about it in terms of relationships. But if we wanted to go to the higher level, the soul level, we could say that this Libra energy is associated with this seventh ray, Saint Germain, Zadkiel, violet flame transmute darkness into light. And so on a spiritual level, we could all say that we are transforming our values during September to bring us into a higher perspective on life, shall we call it.
So absolutely. No, I agree completely with you because, you know, I have given some classes on the silver violet flame.
Yes.
And, of course, because, we call in Archangel Michael and Zadkiel, and I know that the silver ray was introduced later by Archangel Zadkiel because the violet flame was introduced by Saint Germain. So I know that when you started talking about it, I got very interested. So I started looking up a lot on this violet flame, which is wonderful. And absolutely, you know, we have to be careful how we invoke the violet flame, like you're saying. And a lot of people should go to your website just to see all the information that you have there. Would be great. And you do give consultations on the seven rays, right?
I do. I have an entire consultation that I've developed around the seven rays to help people know both on a personality level as well as on a soul level what rays are operating strongly within them. And, of course, we're all made up of oneness, so we're all made up of all seven rays. But we do choose to have certain of the frequencies, shall we say, more dominant to help us do our work in this life. So
Definitely. Do you think, Mark, that, you know, with a lot of people are having a difficult time right now with the economy and all the fears going on, would this be one tool that you would recommend?
You know, it's my favorite tool. And, you know, I've been around the metaphysical world for, I hate to say it, but almost 30 years now. And this is the one that stuck with me. And I'll tell you, it is about taking responsibility for how we use our energy in this world is what it's really about. And I guess anybody that resonates with the color purple is going to naturally gravitate to that. And, of course, that's not everybody. You know, some people have different ways with, you know, with your Lord Michael, you know, he's usually associated with a blue color.
With the blue, yes.
Yeah, and there is different dogmas out there associated with these various ascended masters and archangels. And, you know, when I hear people with, oh, this is this color and that's that color and this is this chakra and that's that chakra, I actually like in my workshops to do a meditation to have people find what that color or what chakra it is working with for them. That way they get their own information rather than relying upon somebody else's, you know, belief system.
Absolutely. You're right. You're right.
But,
so, okay, so let's talk about travel. You know, I know that you took a group of people, I think it was last year, to Egypt. There was a big astrological event. So I heard or I read that you're taking people to Greece. So what's coming up now?
Yeah, well, just a quick note on the Egypt trip last year was the planet Pluto, which is power, transformation, moved into Capricorn, which rules government and structure. And so we wanted to get a head start on the energy. And, of course, you know, we went in the spring of 2008, and then by summer and fall, the real estate market and all the things that were going on Wall Street were being, shall we lovingly say, transformed and brought into integrity. Okay? Mm-hmm. So our philosophy was, let's jump on this energy and, you know, be the people who lead into that. Well, so when we were, upriver, up near the Karnak Temple, many of us had many experiences up there. And one of the areas, a place called Edfu, had a Greek-Roman influence, you know, as well as the Egyptian influence. And I really resonated with that. Mm-hmm. And so in late May, it's I think May 26th, for about 11 days, we're going to go to Greece. And the reason for picking the timing is Chiron, who in mythology was a wounded healer. He was half horse and half human. Mm-hmm. He was one of the most famous healers in Greece. He taught Achilles and Hercules and, you know, a lot of the big names we would see in mythology. He was their teacher. Mm. And he was an immortal god who got mortally wounded. Well, Chiron in astrology is going to move into the sign Pisces, just like tipping its toes into the water next spring. And Pisces is the sign of psychics and intuition and spirituality. So I thought, well, what better place to go than Greece when you've got this healing type energy and this psychic energy, and we're going to go to places like the Delphi Oracle, which is, you know, like a World Heritage Site, and then we're going to mm-hmm. go to Dodonia, which is the place where they had the hanging vases of pottery in the sacred oak trees,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and you would go to the goddess, and she would listen to the leaves, you know, rustling in the wind and tell you the answer, kind of a thing.
Wow.
And so what better time to go to Greece than when this famous Greek healer moves into the sign of intuition?
Oh, that's wonderful. That sounds really great. And the beautiful place, Greece, of course. Is it a small group that goes with you or?
Well, we're going to keep it no more than 22 and somewhere between 15 and 22 people we found is a good size mm-hmm. because if you have more than 22, it just gets cumbersome and you get lost. And under 15, it impinges upon the prices. So you get price breaks at 15 people.
Sure.
And the other thing is you get to sit at dinner with different people every night. You're not always having to be with the same people. So you get some variety, but not so much variety that you get lost.
Yeah.
So,
well, it sounds wonderful. It really sounds very wonderful. So, and if anybody wants any more information, just go to www.astromark.us.
Yeah, there's
so
a whole section on Greece.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, go right ahead.
No, I was just going to say there's a whole section on Greece. It's just some of the details on pricing are not up yet because we are waiting on the hotels to quote their 2010 prices. Mm-hmm. And, of course, we're dealing with Euro-dollar, too, which is you know, going to be a factor on some level.
Oh, I can imagine. Well, but you will always update them, right?
Oh, yeah, it'll be on the website, and it'll be a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun in Egypt, and a great group of people. I mean, we did healing ceremonies. We rented private time in the Great Pyramid. It was both fun and sacred, so that's the plan.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
No, just the energies are just wonderful, so it's...
That's
I think
nice
it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that you're doing these travelings.
Yeah, yeah. So doing it with like-minded people is a whole lot of fun.
It is.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the time, and I just want our listeners to be able to call in if they have any questions. So I think we're going to take a little break, probably like a minute and a half, and the phone lines will be open right after the break, so anyone can ask Mark any questions. I can give Archangel messages as well. And let me give out those numbers on VBS Radio. It's toll-free, 888-815-9756 worldwide. Or line 1 is 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. So stay tuned. We'll be back in a minute and a half. Thank you.
One day I'll tell you how it feels like, a day when everything is alright. I'd like to give it to you easy, yeah, I'm just hoping you can feel me. You think you got it going on, girl, you move around and such a stranger. Well, everybody lets it all out, you keep it in because you're so
Okay, we're back from our break, and you are listening to Angels Are Near Us here on BBS Radio, the number one worldwide live internet talk radio. And tonight our special guest is Mark Dodish, and we are just waiting for our callers if you want to ask Mark anything on astrology. We've been talking about the Ascended Masters and the Seven Rays, so please do call in. Our numbers are 888-815-9756 or 530-327-7602 or 530-776-5185. So before the break, Mark, you were talking about the wonderful energies when you do these travels. And could you talk a little bit about, I know that one of your specialties is relocation astrology.
It is, you know, and I get a real good feel for it. There's a couple names for it. Astrocartography is a real popular name for it. Mm-hmm. And on my website, astromark.us, you'll find it under the tab that's called Earthlines. And basically that's a service that helps people find their I want to be careful on how I say it, because a lot of people say, Mark, help me find that one place on earth where I'm going to have, you know, love, romance, money, enlightenment, mm-hmm. everything. But what it really is, it gives you zones that may be better for career or may be better for relationship or based upon what it is you're trying to create in your life at the moment. So basically it's a map reading only based upon your personal astrology chart and your energy. And even if you never want to leave home, I joke that I've got a great publishing and public line on the East Coast of the United States, and I've lived there. But, you know, I no longer desire to live there. But, you know, I used to publish an article up in Seattle that the publisher was back on the East Coast under my publishing line. Mm-hmm. So I'd send my article back to the East Coast, and then they would publish it up in Seattle for me, is a way I use the energy without actually having to live on the East Coast anymore.
Hey, Mark, I think I just heard a caller. Hello?
Okay.
Hi.
Hello? Hi, who is this?
Hi. My name is Helena. And
Helena?
Is Mark listening, or is he still talking? Because if I listen to my computer,
no.
He's still talking.
I think he's listening to you now. Do you have a question for Mark?
Well, first I want to say, hi, Mark.
Hi.
This is Helena. We met at the Spiritualist Church in Portland, and for the first time I'm tuning into this program, and here you are. I cannot believe it. My question is, the seven rays, is this also a...
If you're there, you've cut out on me.
Hello?
Okay.
I think she cut out. Elena?
No, I'm still here, but I'm listening to the computer
a little
as well.
Bit, yeah.
So I don't know exactly how to. Anyway, my question is the ray that you're dealing with determined by the astrology, by your native birth chart?
Well, thank you for that question, and that's a loaded question. I have two different methods that I use. One is based upon the day you were born and the time of day you were born. It's the idea that certain rays are strong at certain times. And then I also have another method where I actually look at your chart and, well, just since we were talking earlier, the sign Libra is associated with the seventh ray. So where if you've got planets in Libra, we would look at the seventh ray for that sort of thing. And we would do that with all the planets in your chart because, you know, we call the sun and the moon and then all the planets, we cast a chart. And so we would look at all the rays that are prevalent in your chart. So the answer is we have more than one method for looking at that. But we are trying to take all of creation and find a nice, neat answer for what you've come to do in this life. So obviously discernment is, you know, needed when you're trying to make a neat system out of, you know, infinity.
Mm-hmm.
So generally the answer to your question is yes, we have a couple of methods that we use. But intuition is, of course, important as well.
Yeah.
Elena,
are there some more dominant than others? Like, for instance, the sun has a real huge influence, say 30-35%, but a smaller planet like Pluto, where that is located, is not as important.
Well, it's that's getting a little bit technical, but the way I would answer that would be certain planets may be highlighted in your chart based upon where they're placed. So even though Pluto may be a small planet, if it's placed on your rising sign, which is how you go out after the world, that becomes much more important. So the typical answer astrologers give to such a question is, well, you have to look at the whole chart to come up with a determination for that. So it isn't just the sun sign, because if some planet in your chart is lit up other than the sun, that takes on added importance.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Elena, could you hear me? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay,
I
kind of was cutting off, but I hear you now. I just wanted to let you know, with Mark's response, Archangel Raziel came out, and Archangel Raziel is very related to intuition and to clairvoyance. So it seems like they're helping you to open up your spiritual sight and your intuition at this time. So it's really good that you're practicing and you're looking more into the importance of your intuition and the ray that Mark was talking about.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
God bless. That was interesting.
It is interesting when you have a synchronicity of, she said it's the first time she's listened in on the program, and yet mm-hmm. I've known her for years through a spiritualist church here in Portland.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
Interesting that she tuned in on the night that I was going to be here, and yeah, I know her from somewhere else.
There are no coincidences.
Plus, with the Mercury retrograde, I don't know how it's coming out to the listeners, but it sounds like we've had some overlap of conversations here, and that's kind of a classic Mercury retrograde thing.
It is. Well, it happens sometimes. That's true. I do want to just, you know, remind everyone when you call sometimes to turn off the sound, maybe if they have their computer on, because that interferes a little bit. I think also cell phones have a little bit of interference, but that's fine. At least we did hear your response, Mark, so thank you for that.
Good deal.
So while we wait maybe for another caller, we were talking about the relocation. And, you know, I love when you said that everybody asks you, which is the best zone where I could live, you know? Is there really just one? You're saying that there's not, like, exactly one zone where somebody says, oh, this is going to cover, you know, everything in my life, my relationship,
you know,
my career, my spirituality.
Yep. I haven't, you know, my common answer to that, where is that one place, I get to be a little bit of a wiseacre, and I say, well, that place is within. That's the only place you're going to find that. But with these relocation astrology lines, they're like lines drawn on a map, and there'll be a zone that's about 300 miles wide that is considered strong. So for people who live on the West Coast, that might be a line that goes down, say, Interstate 5, you know, from Southern California to Vancouver, B.C. Mm-hmm. And if that may be a career line, it may be a relationship line, it could be a home and family line. And normally what I tell people is you kind of have to pick your priorities of what's important to you in life. Because, you know, certain zones are better for certain things.
Okay.
And you kind of have to look at what your priorities are in life. And, of course, there are minor lines which are called Paran lines. They're kind of horizontal, like lines of latitude. And they can make minor adjustments so that if you don't like the cold, wet, rainy weather of Seattle, you know, maybe there's some nice minor lines down in the San Francisco Bay Area under the same major line. So there are ways to adjust and play. The one challenge with this system is that it is based upon accurate time of birth. And when you get people who don't have accurate time of birth, you know, within 15 or 20 minutes of accuracy, it tends to be, in my opinion, a bit of a waste of money. So that is one of the glitches of relocation astrology.
So it is important to get the exact time then.
Yes, and, you know, you can write away to the county records to get your accurate birth time. And a lot of people say, oh, it's not on my birth certificate. Well, quite often there's a form behind the birth certificate. Generically, I just call the long form. That, you know, for $5 or $15 they can mail away, and particularly when you're working with an astrologer, if you're going to ask them a timing question like when is it a good time to put my house on the market to sell, or when is a good time to go out and seek new romance, or things like that, it's incredibly helpful for us to have accurate time of birth. It's just like a computer. If you put a comma in the wrong place, an error comes out the other end.
Oh, I understand. Okay, well, that's
more
important to know then.
Yeah. But it is so worthwhile to go get the extra step of getting your birth time if it's possible. And for relocation astrology, my earth lines or what's known as astrocartography, it's just one of the requirements and limitations of the system.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's good to know. Let me give those phone numbers out for our listeners, toll-free. 888-815-9756 worldwide, or line 1 is 530-327-7602, or 530-776-5185. Mark, do you want to give out your contact information to everyone in case they want to contact you?
Sure. We'll start with my website, which is www.astromark.us, and that's astromark.us, or they can call me in the Pacific time zone, which is 503-252-1558. So I also have on my website, there are quite a variety of free downloads. Like I have a PDF download of state and city signs. So if you want to see what is the sun sign of California, you can find that on that PDF to see, you know, is there a state that I'm more compatible with than another.
Oh, yeah.
I
like that because there's a lot of people who want to know, you know, is this a good place just to know when they're going there, are they going to feel good? I sometimes say that, you know, do I really want to go to Nevada or Las Vegas? Am I going to feel okay there?
Sure. So if they just went to my website, theastromark.us, and then they went to the monthly report, so I've got like a monthly astrology report page, and in the left-hand column they'll find several free PDFs, like a prosperity enhancement guide and a basic astrology primer and this free states and city signs. And then, you know, my quarterly newsletter, which used to be a paper newsletter for many years, God bless the post office, but I finally had to go electronic. Mm-hmm. And my quarterly newsletter is now on the the website, and I have quarterly columns that I do on the website that talk specifically about some of these things that are going on.
Okay, so people can download those.
Yeah, there's no shortage of things on my website. And I also have just recently started an email newsletter in an abbreviated form that goes out at the new and full moons, and you can sign up for that at the website as well. So,
Perfect. I know you have a variety of things. I've seen your website. So for people who are not in the area, I know that a lot of people travel to see you, Mark. One of those is my sister. She lives in New York, and she's been here to have a consultation. But do you do phone consultations?
I do phone consultations all over the world. Just last Tuesday, I talked to a lady in Beijing, China. Mm-hmm. So I have clients all over pretty much the English-speaking world, since English is my own language. But mm-hmm. I've actually worked with translators in Japan, and
wow.
I've worked with German-speaking people, and somehow we find a way to communicate. But,
that's,
yeah, I do readings worldwide at this point in time.
That's wonderful. That's perfect. That's perfect, so everyone could know that. I'm going to ask you about something. You know, we've seen many famous people that have passed on, died this summer, ranging, you know, from Michael Jackson to Ted Kennedy.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about that? Are the planets influencing this? No.
Well, the way I would word that is that I look at the planets as a roadmap, and that if you can read the roadmap, is you know where the turns and where the potholes are and all that. So I don't know that I believe that the planets make you do something, because I believe in free will.
Mm-hmm.
But the way I would answer that question is we have had a major shift this summer, and whenever there is a major shift, it is very common to see people that represent a generation leave the planet. As with Michael Jackson, Farrah Fawcett, Ed McMahon, Ted Kennedy, and, you know, there was a slew of others who died this summer.
Several. Mm-hmm.
And what has occurred, and to be valuable for everybody, is we have these soul destiny points called the nodes of the moon, which have to do with our karma and our dharma, which is basically where we're coming from and what we're stepping into. And for the last year and a half, they've been in the signs Aquarius and Leo, and so have the eclipses. You know, we have eclipses about twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And Aquarius is the high idealism, and, you know, a perfect example is President Obama, because he has a rising sign, which is how you go out to the world as Aquarius, and that's that idealistic part that you see. And then the other side, he's actually got the sun in Leo, and these nodes have been in Leo, which is kind of heartwarming, leadership, et cetera. And this summer, in fact, right to the day of Michael Jackson and Farrah Fawcett's death, the eclipses shifted into Cancer and Capricorn, and then these soul destiny points have just moved into Cancer and Capricorn, too, for the next year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
So what this means to everybody is Cancer is nurturing, it's home and family, it's taking care of our security needs. And
sure.
Capricorn is big business, it's government, it's rules and regulations and structure. And so we're seeing all of this conversation go on in the media about healthcare, among other things. But on a personal level, what this shift is about that's going to be with us for the next year and a half, that is represented by, you know, all these people who are leaving the planet. Number one is, how do we take care of ourselves? We're moving into the end of the Mayan calendar in 2012, and the pace, at least for me, seems to be picking up dramatically, as I'm sure it is for most people. How do we nurture ourselves while still stepping into a larger responsibility, a larger service for humanity?
Exactly.
And, you know, if we don't take care of ourselves, who is? You know.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I was talking about that the other day with the group, a meetup group that I have, an angelic meetup group, and there's so much acceleration, you know, on the planet, and we're feeling it in our physical bodies, our mental, spiritual bodies. And you're so right. If we don't take care of them, you know, how can we keep on moving and doing the service that we do, or how can we just take care of ourselves personally? So it's all connected, isn't it?
It is, and I will tell you that we're all going to have to toughen up our boundaries here in the months ahead.
Oh.
And I don't care if that's with family or with relationships or with, you know, in the case of, like, myself, I'm self-employed. I have to remember to turn the computer off and hide from time to time, you know, to take care of my, you know, get out to the gym or other things I need to do.
Yeah.
And so we're, and I will tell you that over this fall, we're still going to see a lot of emotions up with people. And so I would imagine that people who are listening to a program like this are here in service in this life. And I like to say we volunteered to be here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would urge everyone to really be looking at your boundaries and how are you taking care of yourself and where do you need to toughen up those boundaries, because the service isn't going to get less. It's only going to increase.
Well, I just heard someone call in. Mark, hello?
Hi.
Hi, who is this?
This is Helena from New Jersey, and I was wondering if there were any messages for me. And also, I was born on June 25th, and wondering if that has, you know, some significance.
Okay. Mark, did you hear the question?
Yes. Could you also give me the year that you were born?
Yeah, of course. June 25th, 1950.
So the big thing is for pretty much everybody born in 1950, 1951 too, is they had what was called a Saturn return. Planet Saturn is patience, boundaries, discipline, restructuring. And since the fall of 2007, Saturn's been going through Virgo for everybody. And those people born in 1950, 51, have Saturn in Virgo when they were born. So in other words, this 29-year cycle ended and came along. And what I like to tell people is your first 29 years of life, you're kind of doing what your parents told you or maybe rebelling against them. Your second 29 years of life, you're doing, you know, it's your work in the world, you're raising your family, et cetera. And then when you hit the third Saturn return, which happens somewhere around 58 years old for most people, they realize, hey, the clock is ticking. I better get on with the things I want to get on with. And so for everybody born in your year, that's kind of the story, is what is it that I need to take responsibility for getting on with, and what do I need to cleanse out of my life, like a good closet cleanse? And so that would be valid information both for you as well as for people born in you in that year, and really for anybody who's got Virgo planets in their chart at all, have been going through some sort of a cleansing, purification, letting go.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. And so then, Elena, let me tell you that the archangel that came out is Raziel. And what he is saying is that you need to use your God-given power. You need to take back your power. And, you know, you need to use your intention to manifest blessings in your life. And so what Mark is saying that, you know, with this, it's probably the 29 year where you are just coming back to get your power and to remember who you are. So that's very important that you take that step right now.
Thank you. Yeah, it so feels that way.
It feels that way, and you probably had a lot of sensitivity going on as well, don't you? So just, you know,
I'm hypersensitive all the time.
Be aware of that you're extra sensitive now to energies that are going on and emotions. But honor your feelings, and as Mark was saying a little while ago, we need to take care of ourselves and make those structures. But just honor your feelings and you know, put your limits, and just remember that you have the power within you, and the archangels are surrounding you with a lot of love. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, that 29-year cycle, you told me about that too.
Well, it's, Yeah, it's an important cycle in astrology, and people need to know that it's a good thing, because usually when you hear the word Saturn, people go cringe, you know, they go hide in the corner.
And like limits, and exactly.
Saturn is a friend, and Saturn's getting ready to move into Libra, which is a sign that it actually likes quite a bit, which is going to happen just 2 days before Halloween and last into 2012.
Oh.
So we all better make friends with it, because it's going to be helping us to realign all of our relationships and come into balance and harmony, which sounds really nice, but that means that it needs to kick us in the backside to release those things that are no longer, you know, in our highest good.
Oh, useful or purposeful?
Yeah, it's the things that we have outlived, and, you know, as human beings, we don't like to let go of anything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, particularly, you know, like, for example, the lady who we just talked to has her son in Cancer. Well, Cancer is known as a sign that really wants to hold on to everything, and yet here we are being kicked into what must I release so that I can go to the next higher level of
frequency. Yeah, it's a way to move forward.
Yeah.
So you are also giving lots of lectures, aren't you?
I do. I do most of my talks here in the Portland and Seattle areas, occasionally go out to Hawaii, and then, of course, with programs like this, I put a lot of information out onto the Internet, which is archived out there. And, you know, some of the things like my New Year report will be available on a CD for people to catch up with what's 2010 going to be like. And 2010 is going to be a very big year for people. So
And that, Mark, is that it because of the 2012?
Yes, actually, the way I see it is 2010 is the 2012. 2012 is almost anticlimactic.
Mm-hmm.
2010 is going to be a hold on to your hats kind of year, particularly in the summer of 2010.
Wow.
So 2010, in fact, I've been telling people in my perspective on the Mayan calendar that 2008 to 2010 is really the big hump that we need to get through, and that 2012 will be kind of like Y2K, you know, almost uneventful. Except, of course, for a bunch of people getting together to meditate and pray together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So when will you give that talk or that lecture? Will that be till next year, or is it this
year? Well, I'm going to be doing it in January, and if they just go to my website, the www.astromark.us, mm-hmm. and click on the tab for classes, I've already got the 2010 classes up and, you know, all of that.
That's perfect. That's good to know for everybody. I think our time is up. Boy, this really went fast. I want to thank you, Mark, so much for being here and this such valuable information. I hope everybody takes advantage of getting an astrology consultation, because it is worth it. It's really a wonderful guidance for all areas in our life. So thank you so much for being here, Mark. Could you give out your information again to everyone?
www.astromark.us, astromark.us, 503-252-1558.
Perfect. Thank you again. And I want to thank all our listeners out there. Until next time, may God bless you and the angels protect you. Stay safe. Thank you. Good night.